Welcome to Eretz Pod, the official podcast of Yeshivat Eretz HaTzvi. We offer timely reflections on the Parsha and timeless Torah insights. Support for Eretz Pod comes from listeners like you. Thank you. And we hope you enjoy this episode.
In Chamishi of Parshas Kisavo. Chamishi of Parshas Kisavo is a precursor to the Brachot and the Klalot. And the tone of this Aliyah certainly leads us to think of the Klalot, because we have the event that takes place when Am Yisrael comes into Eretz Yisrael in Shechem, Har Grizim, Har Eival, and the various things mentioned in this parsha, in this unit, are all in the form of the klala, the negative side. And it ends after a list of Arur, cursed be, finally summing it all up, as it were, Arur Asher lo yakim is divrei ha-Torah hazot lasot otam. Person who doesn't keep the Torah to do them, kol divrei ha-Torah, Arur. And that is, in fact, the way Rashi learns this Arur. In other words, we have very specific things, and then we make a general statement, kol divrei ha-Torah hazot. It includes everything. There is, and if you accomplish one thing today and you have time to spend a lot of time learning the Ramban on this. The Ramban quotes Rashi, and then based on Yerushalmi, he gives a number of different approaches. Asher lo yakim. How should he translate yakim? Lakum. No?
Right.
To what?
Right.
Raise. So what would that mean? Okay, but it's a good translation, to raise. Okay, so about 35 years ago, since you mentioned it, about 35 years ago, I was in what was known as the Moshav. Shlomo Karlbach's, has it been rebuilt yet? Burned down. But it was Shlomo Karlbach was there for Shabbos. And they gave me, not Aliyah, but they gave me Hagbah. I'm about to do Hagbah. And a guy comes over to me. He seemed to me to be in some kind of a hazy, kind of a fuzzy kind of a way. You know, I think he had eaten too many of the wrong kind of chocolate brownies for Shabbos for dessert the night before. He said, "Holy brother, holy brother, raise the Torah high." High, I don't like that word. Raise the Torah high. You've got the universe in your hand. So I did Hagbah, you know, like, but I didn't do Hagbah, right? Look, we all went through this, the mark of growing up, right? So we grew up, you know, we got to say the Manishtanet, the Seder, and we got to say Anim Zmirot and everything. What marks really growing up? Do you say your Bar Mitzvah? No, not your Bar Mitzvah. Really growing up is the first time in shul that they let you do Hagbah, right? That's a serious thing, to raise the Torah, to bring up the Torah. The Ramban quotes a Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi in Sota says, Asher lo yakim could refer to a number of different things. One, it's not about all the Torah. It's a warning to the Beit Din, or to those who are responsible for making sure that Jews keep the Torah, right? And if they remain silent, they are arurim, they are cursed. And then it goes on. And the Yerushalmi continues, it says the chazan. It's the chazan, the gabai, if you will, the person who's in charge, he has to make sure that the Torah doesn't fall. What does that mean? There's the Torah doesn't fall. And the Ramban explains that this refers to Yakim, Arur. You said to raise up. It refers specifically to that. The person who doesn't do it, you have to raise it high and you have to show it to all the people. Everybody there in the Beit Knesset, they have to see, and they say, V'zot HaTorah. And they point to it, men, women, children. And they say, this is the Torah. Gentlemen, there is Hagbah of a Sefer Torah. And there is a Hagbah of you as a representative of the Torah. Of you. And it's easier to pick up a very heavy Sefer Torah than it is to pick yourself up and do the right thing. A simple thing. A simple thing. You're sitting on a bus and an older person gets on. You get up right away. And you give him the seat. You give her the seat. A person with a child, and it's hard. So you take care to get up so that she can sit down or he can sit down and hold the child on the lap. That is lahakim. That getting up, the way you live your life, in that sense, is the bracha of meikim. And because of that, I thought this morning, we say something, you all said it this morning, v'sein b'libeinu lahavin ulaskil. What's lahavin ulaskil? To understand, ulaskil, also seichel, to understand on some level. I'm not going to, right? Time to get to breakfast. Lishmor v'lasos, right? Lishmor v'lasot, to observe and to do, right? Ulekayim. Wait a second. Isn't it overkill? Lishmor v'lasot ulekayim. When you do a mitzvah, you're doing a mitzvah. But when you're doing a mitzvah, you're doing something else. And you're saying, v'zot ha-Torah. You are living a life of Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the wisdom and sometimes the courage to understand that we, in everything we do, not just Hagbah of the Sefer Torah itself, but in everything you do, you are either Mekayim the Sefer Torah or Chas V'Shalom the other way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the wisdom that the Kiyum of Lekayim is always on the side of Racha. Have a good day.
That concludes our podcast. Please consider supporting us. You can sponsor and dedicate a podcast by visiting our website at eretzpod.org. That's eretzpod.org. If you enjoy our content, leave us a good rating or a kind review on your podcast platform. It will help others to find us. And thank you for learning with us.